Hey, this is Anne with Coaching on the Go for today. And I'm stumbling over this topic. It's a challenging topic. It's even embarrassing to talk about on some level. But this month we're talking about service and balance and feeling great about your service and when you don't feel great about it. So as I talk about this theme today, I want to talk about the scenarios that really push you to the edge. Service that really is almost exhausting you to the point of resentment and, you know, kind of throwing in the towel. Recently, I was in a powerful leadership class that was designed to really challenge us on the highest level so that we could expand into another bigger incarnation of ourselves. And during the peak of exhaustion with long days and being extended, my mom broke her hip. And as things would happen, I'm a power of attorney for medical, so I needed to engage there. And it was a very demanding situation and one where I got the opportunity to really become resourceful in that I found myself starting to get resentment. Have you ever had that where you're going about your daily life and you're barely keeping it all together. You've got so many balls in the air that you're juggling. And then a giant ball comes in from another direction and you don't know how you're going to do it. So resentment creeps in, confusion. You feel like you don't have choices. And in fact, we always have choices and we're always making choices. But you're feeling like your back is up against the wall. It doesn't feel good when you're giving and you're starting to feel resentful of the giving, or you're feeling like a victim during the giving. So today's coaching is around stepping up into your power, no matter what the situation and scenario. And in this one, this is a scenario where you've taken it up. You've decided you're going to be the helper and you don't want to feel resentful. So what I did is I thought about the situation and I decided I wanted to be there for my mom. I wanted to be doing all I could. And I also wanted to not drop the ball on my career, my training, and all the other things in my personal life. And I decided that I was built for more and that I could handle all these things. And so then instead of feeling like a victim and exhausted, and my coach had suggested that everything in our lives we source, meaning that nothing is there on accident, nothing is not within our creative power. So here I was having an opportunity during a very extended situation that was going to extend me even more. And I erased the resentment by deciding that I wanted to be doing all these things and I was capable of all of them. And then I shifted to looking for solutions. And what solutions started coming to me was to resourcefully engage the resources around me, which were other people, and doing the things that I needed to do, and then engaging and opening to the things that others could do. And so I ended up with a great win-win scenario where I was able to step back into my joy of service while I was knowing that I was capable of fulfilling all of the roles and responsibilities that I had chosen while not feeling a victim and not feeling resentful. I hope that this helps today. It's hard even to talk about it. I did about 6 takes on this because we're talking about serving. We're talking about serving the people we love while we're serving ourselves, feeling super overextended, and how to shift feelings of possible victimhood and resentment so that you can really be feeling stimulated by the scenario and powerful in the scenario. Not giving up your power while you're serving, not feeling resentful, but feeling gifted for the opportunity to serve and up for the challenge, capable and empowered. If you can do this, you're going to walk away feeling very powerful through and after the service. Have a beautiful day today, and I'd love to get your comments on this. But this time I'm going to ask you to go onto the Instagram, which is Spirit River Coaching in Instagram, and drop in a comment. I want to expand you into another venue for Spirit River where you can get some tips on coaching.